Scotty Upshaw right now, who joins us. Scotty, my apologies. I was reading my, I thought it was 5:20. It's not. Sorry for that, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, boys. I'm like, damn, am I early? What's going on up there?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys been sitting at home for too long.
Oh, jeez.
All those government shutdowns and holdbacks
totally.
For you guys.
I'm losing.
I think
out
you need
some
sunshine on that head of yours, Jay.
I do. You know, I went for a walk today. It felt great, but I would like to. I'd like to be able to be on a patio. Not going to lie, I'd like to get on a patio soon. It would be quite nice. But you know what is nice and refreshing is the playoffs are here. We'll find out the final matchups in the West later tonight. I assume Colorado's going to beat LA after spanking them last night. They'll finish first and then they'll play St. Louis. But there's never a guarantee in sports, which is why we love it. But let's go. Let's start in the East. Scotty, you got the Islanders and the Penguins, and then you got the Bruins and the Capitals. Who do you like?
A couple good matchups. I got a familiar coach, Barry Trotz, who's facing off against a really hot Pittsburgh team. I think Pittsburgh's been one of the best teams in the league the latter half ever since Brian Burke came in and, collar down, one tie, no tie, not done up, whatever you want to call it. His mentality, and he's really got that team playing well. And, you look at their lines, Pittsburgh's top line, Sid, Rust, Gensel. This Gensel is a playoff performer. He's done it the last couple of years. So if that line's going, I think Barry Trotz's team has to play that like Trotzy style defensive hockey that works. I mean, you look at the way Trotz just has his team play. It's tight. It's boring. But come playoff time, the Islanders, they always seem to pull things off. But I don't think it's going to be enough for Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's a better team. I have Pittsburgh winning in 7 games. I called it in the podcast today. I really love their depth up front with their centerman, Carter, Sid, Malkin. I mean, if those veterans are healthy and they're experienced, I think it just leads the way.
What about Washington and Beantown?
Washington and Beantown, it's going to be a great series. I look at top lines. I look at, Marchand, Pastrnak, Bergeron versus Ovi, Backstrom, and Wilson. And I think the key here is just, how hard can Wilson play in between the whistles to get this Boston team off their game? Everyone's eyes are going to be on Wilson, what he did last week, how he's going to play. Is he healthy? Is he going to be a playoff performer? Two good teams, you highlight Chara coming into Boston in the playoffs and playing in front of some fans. I think that's a great homecoming, and that should be an interesting key to watch. But you look at Boston, I think Boston's just a team right now that has got their stuff together. Tuukka Rask, if he's playing in net and playing good, I think they got an edge in goaltending. For me, Boston, they've always been there. I know Washington won a cup 2 years ago, but Boston to me is a team that will, come out here. It'll be a late series. I think in 6 or 7, Boston wins this one.
Let's look a little bit further south. I mean, what a miracle that Kucherov was just able to come back for the playoffs. Like, couldn't come back last week, couldn't 2 weeks ago, been skating for a long time. So I consider this a Christmas miracle, Scotty Epi. Am I reading too much into this, that it's just a coincidence and they're not trying to bend the rules here down in Tampa?
Yeah, to get by the salary cap or something, right? I think we did that with Danny Briere one time, and the league started calling us out on it in Philadelphia. It was the old Bobby Clark special. But no, you know what? If Cooch is healthy and dynamic as usual, it's heads up, boys. I mean, look at what he did last year. Even if he's half a step behind, I mean, playing with Point and Pollock, that line alone, I mean, was a big reason why Tampa did what they did last year up in the bubble. And, with goaltending, I am going to side on the Florida Panthers here though. And it's not because I played there.
Really?
It's because I think they just, for me, I think they're the better team. I think they played better down the stretch. They definitely don't have, the experience of going through the playoff run like they did, like Tampa did last year. But this Florida Panthers team with Barkov, I'm going to highlight Huberdeau and Bennett. These two guys have been, I think, since Bennett's been in the lineup, they're 10-1 in offensive goals for compared to defensive, goals allowed. And they're just playing well. And Florida needs a little spark. I think Florida, the way they're playing, you saw the game last week, all the fights, showing what an intense game that this first round matchup is going to be. I love the Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to go deep this year. I love them to take down the champs, and it'll be a very interesting series to watch.
Hurricanes, Predators?
The Hurricanes and Preds. I mean, the Hurricanes to me are the sleeper team. And by sleeper, I just mean no one really talks about them. And Brind'Amour loves it. I think Rod Brind'Amour shares that with his team. I think he wants them to know, like, guys, we're the sleeper here. Not many people are probably counting us in. But, you know, we should – I think they'll clean up Nashville in 4 or 5. And they're a team that can go deep. You know, they're going to have to face off against Tampa or Florida. But to me, these guys, they're just made from the ground up. Good defensemen. You know, if you look at their forwards too, their forwards are always they're always in the mix and they're always scoring goals. Aho Svechnikov, however you want to say that, and Tavarainen healthy. How do you say that one, boys? That one's a tough one too. They're like a team of all tough names to talk. But I like them. I like them in 4 or 5, and I think that they can go deep. They're a team that just, you know, they're a sleeper team, and heads up.
Yeah, sleeper in the sense that no one talks about them, but they've been a good team for sure. Carolina's got a lot of depth across the board, no question. Teravainen is the enunciation.
Carolina, you're
looking for. Now into the North. Toronto, Montreal, which haven't met since 1979, and the Oilers and the Jets, who have not met since 1990. Who do you like in those two series?
I just like, we'll highlight the Toronto Canadiens round here. I love, like, I went into Montreal and played in a playoff series there when I was with Philadelphia, and just, I know the building's not going to be, you know, what it is, and that's a shame, but the atmosphere of playoff time in Montreal and Toronto is incredible. And you're going to see people, even though they're probably not allowed on the streets or to do whatever, they're going to be out there. It's going to be an energy in both cities. And, you know, you got Hyman, the return of Hyman could be a, you know, big question mark. If he's healthy playing with Matthews and Marner, they're probably NHL's one of their best lines. And a mode of like offense is their best defense. I think if they don't score goals, they're in trouble. And then Tavares, Nylander, Foligno, another great line that, you know, can go deep. They can be a difference maker. And then a line that I've been part of called the Fossil line. Let's just talk about, you know, a couple old timers, Thornton, Spezza, and Simmons. I was part of that with Brodziak and Revo and Steve Ott one year. It was like, you know, how much older can we get? How many more games do we have to play that, you know, to all be considered just ancient? You know, those guys are a great line to be on your team in the playoffs. Who wouldn't want those guys and those experiences right there? You know, leading you into battle, leading you into this playoff run. So that's exciting stuff. And anytime you mix Toronto and Montreal into a playoff round, boys, it's going to be awesome. So awesome for the fans, awesome for hockey itself. And I'm really looking forward to that.
What about, the one close to home here? Oilers, Winnipeg Jets.
I mean, let's just have these Oilers just go sweep style first round and let's focus on the next one. They season matchup 7-2, I think, for the Oilers. You know, Scheifele, Connor, and Wheeler just haven't really been able to stop them nor do anything offensively when playing against Edmonton. I think they're better coached. I think Dave Tippett's really got their team playing the right way. Look at what they've done in the last 30 games. And then, you know, good luck trying to stop, you know, Connor, the phenom, and Dreisaitl. Those two guys have just been playing absolutely lights out. And a big reason why Edmonton, you know, everyone's talking about Edmonton now. You know, can Smith stay in there and stay healthy and kick for these guys? If so, they got a good team. I mean, some people doubted them all year. Sometimes I come on and say their D aren't good enough, their depth isn't good enough, but I really like them right now. I like the way they're going. There's a lot of talk around, you know, around Connor and what he was able to do this year with his 104 points in 55 games. And that's exciting, but now it's playoff time. Now it's a man's game, Strutty. You know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I'd really love to see these Edmonton guys really push for a long playoff run.
So you have Toronto and Edmonton winning, their respective round. How do you see that series setting up, Toronto, Edmonton? Would you have a favorite?
I would have a favorite just because I grew up north of you guys right there. And you know, I'm really pulling for Connor. I think what McDavid can do for the game itself could be bigger than the game itself. And Dreisaitl, I just think those two guys have earned a spot at really competing to go to the Stanley Cup Finals this year and give it a good run. Yes, Marner's, yes, Matthews, both, you know, both incredible players with you know, seasons that you could write home about and talk about for years. But I like Edmonton. If it'll be a battle of the goaltenders. Is it Freddie Smith or is it Jack Campbell? And is it, you know, can Smith stay in there? I think Smith is the only answer that Edmonton has. And I would just, you know, I'm really looking forward to that series. A couple, a couple home and homes, and Toronto and Edmonton fans would love that matchup. I think it'd be great for hockey. A lot of goals, and lots of stuff to talk about.
And there's a lot of, it's joined by Scotty Upshall, talking all things NHL related. And up here, when you talk about the playoffs and how physical they are. Are there players on the Oilers you think that are like a Puljujärvi? Is this his time to really come out and show, like, he's a big body in battle? Where you look at a guy like Cahoon, who, you know, a little bit slighter side and not the most physical player at the best of times.
Yeah, like if I'm the other team, I'm focusing on those two guys. I'm going to play super hard against those guys. Those guys have had, you know, they've had this season where, you know, you get to play with Connor and geez, you just give him the puck and you get to skate to open areas and you get it back and you're getting shots all game and one timers. But, you know, now it's playoff time. Now things should tighten up. Things, referees are going to call, you know, maybe let things go a little bit more. You would hope, you know, for guys like me and you, you know, things got tougher as playoff time came around. And you're really going to start to see if these guys step up their game and step up, you know, their physical play. You know, can they handle the rough stuff? Can they go to the hard areas? Can they make the right plays? You know, all that thing, the game changes come playoff time. You'd like to tell your guys, hey, this is still the same game. Like, let's just, you know, stay calm out there. But, man, playoff hockey is way different than it is. And, you know, for guys like that, their first playoff experience, it's a test. And it can be grueling. And it can be the ups and downs and ebb and flows of losing a game and turning a puck over and, oh, my God, my coach is all over me now. But, you know, it gets really hard. So, it's a good point. You're going to see these guys really be forced to, to get outside their comfort zone. And we'll really see what type of players they are come this next couple months.
Well, Scotty, I look forward to it, man. That West Division, Vegas might have to play Minnesota in the first round, and Colorado's got St. Louis, who won the Cup a few years ago. Those should be some great series. Once they're finalized, we can talk about it maybe next week a little bit as those series will just be getting going. Always good to talk to you. Have a good week. We will talk to you next Thursday.
All right, boys.